You're listening to SBS News. The Australian government has outlined its response to India's COVID-19 catastrophe by announcing a suspension of all flights until at least the middle of May. These include government-organised repatriation flights to the Howard Springs facility near Darwin. The government says it will send 500 ventilators, masks and other personal protective equipment as part of some initial assistance. The decision to suspend the flights means the 9,000 Australians in India who are registered with the Department of Foreign Affairs now have no way of getting back to Australia because stopover cities such as Doha, Singapore and Kuala Lumpur have also suspended flights to and from the country. After announcing the suspension, Prime Minister Scott Morrison rejected suggestions his government was abandoning the Australians stranded in India.
This is the difficult challenge in a pandemic. You don't get the perfect of all situations. And what you have to do is you have to ensure you have the integrity of your quarantine arrangements, which have withstood any number of challenges. And we need to ensure that the load in those quarantine facilities is manageable so we can take more people in down the track, which is what we definitely intend to do. We will resume the repatriation flights from India. That's exactly what we will do. And we will work through our consular offices in India to ensure that we're focusing those repatriation flights on the most vulnerable who need our help.
The Indian Society of Western Australia says stopping flights doesn't address what it sees as a major problem, a lack of purpose-built quarantine facilities away from Australia's big cities. President Supriya Guha says there's been too much time wasted debating the merits of hotel quarantine, and he supports calls for purpose-built quarantine facilities in more isolated areas.
It's still not too late. We should really, you know, do something about it and prepare better quarantine systems, better medical attention. That's, I think, is probably the call of the day.
Some state and territory leaders, the federal opposition, medical lobby groups and infection control specialists have been calling for such facilities for months. And a national review of hotel quarantine released in October last year found it would be beneficial for Australia to consider a national facility for emergency or surge situations. The Commonwealth negotiated with the Northern Territory government to increase the capacity of the Howard Springs quarantine facility near Darwin and is adamant the hotel quarantine system has been highly effective. But Labor leader Anthony Albanese says the decision to suspend the flights is a reminder the Morrison government is not doing well enough when it comes to quarantine.
The fact is that the federal government's in charge of immigration, in charge of customs, in charge of quarantine. Scott Morrison gave a clear and unequivocal commitment that he would have Australians home by Christmas. It's now April, and we have more than 30,000 Australians stranded overseas. The fact is the government needs to get its act together when it comes to dealing with the rollout of the vaccine and with quarantine, and it needs to put in place proper quarantine arrangements.
Western Australia reported 4 cases of coronavirus in hotel quarantine, which were travellers from India. Premier Mark McGowan described India as an epicentre for death and destruction.
We obviously have enormous sympathy for India at the moment. It's obviously a diabolical situation that is going on in India at the moment, but it does put extreme pressure on our systems here in Western Australia and indeed in other states.
Supriya Guha from the Indian Society of Western Australia says some of the messaging from political leaders has been overly negative and lacking in compassion.
The message that's going out from the leadership is very negative. And, you know, that is creating a lot of racial statements and comments. And I think it can go worse than that if we really don't take some strong steps at the government level. So we need to be compassionate. So, yes, we are hurt because we see the lack of compassion in the way things have been handled.
The Victorian government wants to welcome back international students and workers next month under a proposal that would be separate from the repatriation program. The user pays system would enable 120 people per week to return to Victoria to study or work on major events from the 24th of May. Acting Premier James Molino says they would complete their quarantine in a dedicated facility.
It will be separate from hotel quarantine. This will be in a separate hotel. It is above the cap, so it's above the 1,000 cap, and also it requires industry payment. So this is a user pay system, so industry needs to participate in this program.
And Victoria's Ombudsman has found 12,000 businesses may have been unfairly excluded from a state government fund set up to help small businesses deal with the impact of Victoria's lockdowns. Deborah Glass started an investigation after receiving more than 1,100 complaints. She found just five staff were handling inquiries in the call centre when the fund was first announced. Ombudsman Glass says the scheme was badly administered.
They were counting on a grant to pay wages, rent, bills, to survive. Good intentions got lost in translation. People who were genuinely eligible for a grant were refused because they made a simple mistake or were confused by what was indeed a confusing process.
And the federal government has announced more than 2,000 athletes and support staff heading to the Tokyo Olympic and Paralympic Games will be granted access to COVID-19 vaccines under the priority group 1B. For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Greg Dyatt, SBS News.